state citations and not the MOA citations. And therefore, there should be a greater amount of money actually coming from Anchorage if that testimony is all correct.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're leading us to believe?
Mr. Chair, Chairman, or Representative Roachberg, we get a check every 3 months from the municipality of Anchorage. They send us a check directly. We sign it back to the general fund. With the state citations, which that 99,000 number I gave you, are total citations, both municipal and state, that are put into the ABSIN system.
That's not the answer. My point is this, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Roachberg.
That you will write citations under the municipal code or under the state law. And if the numbers of citations are just the state law.
That's not what he said.
Okay, it's okay. I just want to make sure that's what my point is. So you those citations include municipal citations also?
Yes, they do.
Okay, that's okay. All right.
Now I'm confused.
No, Representative Croft, we gained one, lost one.
Yeah, we'll get there. The 32% approximately municipality of Anchorage, 32% troopers, and another third everybody else.
Mr. Chair, Croft, yes.
Thank you.
This is unbelievable. Now I'm confused. I was of the opinion 99,000 total, full circle, and of all of those, 32% are Anchorage.
Mr. Chair, that's true.
Okay. Now I'm confused.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
All right. The 32% Anchorage, is that municipality of Anchorage that's APD stops, as opposed to APD or another 32% was trooper stops within the municipality, like on the Glen or on the sewer?
Anywhere.
All right. Mr. Chair, Representative Berkowitz, the state trooper citations are statewide. The Anchorage citations are within the municipality of Anchorage. We don't count Palmer or Wasilla.
But that's a combination of APD and troopers.
Yes.
The 66% roughly, that's an affirmative.
No. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mr. Chairman?
I think he's indicating
the question is that are some of the state trooper citations actually within the municipality of Anchorage? I think they are, but...
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bingo.
Yes.
Light bulbs. Okay. Marquee here.
Pardon us for taking so much time. Any other questions of any of the people, including the sponsor, that have testified? Seeing none, I'll think what I would like to do with the concurrence of the sponsor is to hold this over. You've heard several concerns expressed, and in fact, a letter coming that we should have in the next few days, as well as a concern about the felony DWI. I would hope that perhaps in the near future that could be kind of dovetailed in and we could hear this at a future date.
Mr. Chairman, that's fine with me. I certainly can appreciate the concern about municipality of Anchorage, and with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there's some work that can be done on this bill.
It's a kind of a zone defense here. That thank you. That is right. The next bill that we were going to hear by Representative Coring, 282, by the sponsor's request, has been pulled off the calendar. So with that, unless there's anything enlightening, we're adjourned.
Handwriting with
the I believe he was astute enough to see that this train wreck was coming to happen.
You're not going to bring your own bracelet bill up, your own electronic monitor?
No, we're still...
He's afraid of what the record
a generous chairman to
here,
let right? yours...
Well, actually, the problem I see is that you're a hostile group suddenly.
Oh, not for you.
Well, Joe, my first bill I brought up in my committee was my own, and I tabled it, too.
you look at the...
Yeah, I know. We found some problems.
15 minutes of testimony prepared comparing youth court surcharges with tobacco tax. And